Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
I think Poland needs to visit GetMyPhoenix.com. Impotent in front of goal is the Polish team. We had so many chances here in this game. This is betting, man. We nailed this game and we still lose. We lose and we nailed it and we lose.
Yeah.
We're finished.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Offensive rookie is still really interesting. Garrett Wilson's pretty interesting because you fundamentally change something about the team. The quarterback is different now and not an idiot. So maybe he can do way better. That you're actually changing a variable that's really important, and maybe the price hasn't reflected that. I think you can make that argument.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
The terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL Network. First 2 hours of the show, an absolute blast. We still haven't talked about the World Cup. Maybe we'll get to that at some point as we move along because we had breaking news in the NFL. Jimmy Garoppolo might be back before season's end in the postseason. Baker Mayfield claimed by the Rams and are like, not revelation because we touched on it yesterday. One of these 5-7 teams in the AFC could very well make the postseason with the way the schedules are shaking out. Maybe the Browns and Steelers live to win the AFC North with Lamar out 1 to 3 weeks and the Bengals playing a murderer's row schedule coming down the stretch. So we will get back to our handicap of week 14, P squared, B squared, coming up 20 minutes from now with the Chiefs and the Broncos. We'll start off there from Mile High, Power Hour, Final Hour, all our bets for tonight. World Cup bets for the round of 16 and the games that we've already bet for week 14 in the National Football League. But joining us right now on the GetMyPhoenix.com guest line to get us started here in hour number three is our good friend. I haven't talked to him in a couple of weeks, so it's great to have him back on the show. Mike, let's put him on camera here for the introduction. Because like sometimes I'll like bash Will or other guests' physical appearance. I haven't seen Will in a little bit. I have to be honest. I think Will looks great. The hair looks great.
The beard looks awesome.
Will is very handsome today, so I want to give Will some credit here. The Phoenix, maybe I need to get my Phoenix.com. The Phoenix, a revolutionary technology.
Or you don't.
All across America. Will is basically getmybrinson.com. A revolutionary technology helping men all across America. It's terrible. Get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit getmyphoenix.com to learn more. Will is on Twitter at Will Brinson. His NFL podcast, the Pick Six podcast, is fantastic, and we urge all our listeners and viewers to check it out. Will, welcome back to the show. Nick and Ken, how the hell you been?
Good. I mean, I just figured you were gaslighting me by setting me up where I'm like, now, like I was a recurring Wednesday guest and then you just like stopped having me on. I figured it was a long con to then bring me back on a Tuesday and set me up with a getmybrinson.com plug, which I greatly appreciate.
Of course.
100% of proceeds go to charitable foundations from getmybrinson.com.
the human fund. Who's the human?
Right. Or there was that story. Do you know that story with CVS today where it's like when they say they're giving stuff, they're like, hey, you want to give the remainder of your change to whatever? It doesn't actually go to the thing that they said it goes to. They're getting sued.
Did you say CVS? Shot.
Yeah. I was like, I haven't heard about this.
CVS Pick Six podcast.
All their stuff is kind of free.
That's all we're talking about. Right.
This is the
future of the company is in doubt.
Basically,
company may go
it's
on.
Like the plot of Office Space where they're like skimming like pennies like a billion times over where you go to CVS. It's like, do you want to round up like 3 cents to the charity of choice? Now, I always click no because I'm cheap. But the people that click yes, that money's not going to where you think it's going. Also, I'm not cheap. I'm kidding. But I said that for comedic effect. I don't want
to. You're just a bad person. You're not cheap. You're a bad person.
Nick's just a bad person.
Yeah, he's a bad person.
We'll ask you about Jimmy G, whatever. I want to continue the conversation. Well, right before you came on, Nick and I were doing a segment. We were talking about the AFC playoffs. I think they're going to get ridiculous. Like, I mean, I texted somebody Monday morning, are the AFC standings about to get blown to smithereens, basically? And part of that is Lamar's hurt. Part of it is the Bengals schedule is really tough. Part of it is the Patriots stink. Part of it is Mike White. And then you got these three teams sitting at 5-7, Cleveland with Deshaun back, Vegas, who's won a few in a row, Pittsburgh, who's won a few in a row. You have to pick one of those three 5-7 teams to make the playoffs right now. Cleveland with Deshaun, the Raiders, and the Steelers, maybe two of the hottest teams in the league right now, honestly. Cleveland, Vegas, Pittsburgh, one has to make it. Who makes it?
I'll go Vegas. Vegas, baby, just win. They have to play the Steelers, worth noting, in Pittsburgh. So, I mean, that game is probably going to be, you know, one that determines whether or not one of these 5-7 teams can actually make a run and get into the postseason. But, like, you think about the Raiders, they could, and I know this sounds kind of insane, but they could be like 10-2 right now. If they just held on to some double digit leads,
sure.
And they've got the talent there. You know, you got Davante Adams, you have Josh Jacobs. The pass rush has been really lacking throughout, you know, the whole season. Chandler Jones finally came alive with one good game last week, and then Max Crosby has had a nice season, but the sack numbers haven't necessarily been there. So I think like they had the skill guys on the pass rush, and then they have the pass rushers there to, you know, have a good game on defense that can alter an outcome on defense. And then they also have the skill guys in Adams and Jacobs, who, you know, one guy is certainly out to prove that he was worth the trade, and then the other guy is trying to get paid on a contract because they didn't pick up his fifth year option. So I think, motivation there, and Derek Carr can certainly get very hot and play, you know, well above, you know, average. I mean, he hadn't been awesome the entire season, but I think, you know, you're learning a new system, getting on the same page as Josh McDaniels, and, you know, maybe I wanted him fired 3 weeks ago. And now after this 3-game winning streak, after Mark Davis came out and sort of, you know, getting that vote of confidence, I think the team is playing with confidence. And so you look at the schedule, man, at the Rams this week on Thursday. I mean, you have to win these games, obviously. But then the Patriots at home, they get the Steelers on the road on New Year's Eve at night, 49ers at home on January 1st, you know, Niners are a very good team, but no, it's Brock Purdy, you know, TBD on how he's going to look after a few games. And then they get the Chiefs at home in the closer, which, you know, more than likely the Chiefs are going to end up having to play their starters in that game because they'll be battling the Bills for the top seed in the AFC. But you always, you know, you have a chance that Kansas City might rest guys, and Andy Reid has been known to do that and just turn it over if he's locked into like the 2 seed and knows that he's won the division.
Good stuff there from Will, breaking down the bottom of the AFC playoff picture. Will, you mentioned Brock Purdy. Curious how you think this is going to look for the San Francisco 49ers now. Maybe if they get to the conference championship game, get back to a Super Bowl, maybe it's Jimmy Garoppolo based on the reporting of ESPN's Adam Schefter on Tuesday afternoon. But for now, it's definitely going to be Brock Purdy. And on Sunday, it's definitely going to be Brock Purdy. Starting for the Niners against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, coming off their Houdini act on Monday Night Football against the New Orleans Saints. So the Niners are 3.5-point home favorites right now. So I think people are going to be like, oh my God, Tom Brady. He's a 3.5-point dog to Brock Purdy. Obviously, the Niners are a better team than the Buccaneers. It's just, can Tom Brady and company fall inside the number here? Like, what are the Brock Purdy Niners going to look like? And do you like them on Sunday against Brady and the Bucs?
I think it's already ticked up to 4, too, which is a little concerning. I mean, like, I want to like the Buccaneers here because, you know, they have Tom freaking Brady. And, like, by the way, I think the Buccaneers are not the worst Super Bowl future in the world. And I know people, you can scoff at it if you want, but it's like 25-1 or plus, you know, more than that. You know, if they get in, they have Tom Brady and they have a lot of talented players. So, it's tough to lay more than 3.5 between teams, you know, two teams with good defenses and a total that big in the 2022 NFL season. Like, I mean, all these teams are just in close battles. And could the Niners blow them out? Yeah. I think they will? No, but I don't have any faith in Todd Bowles. Given the way that he coached, I know Tom Brady gave him that sort of like half measure of confidence, after that game. But like, for the most part, I tend to think that the Bucks can keep it close enough just because they'll sort of turn it into a slugfest. But Brock Purdy, man, I mean, you know, he's irrelevant going up against Tom Brady. I think he's the 7th quarterback to make his debut against Tom Brady as a rookie quarterback to make his debut against Tom Brady. I think he'll be pretty good in the Kyle Shanahan offense because everybody's pretty good in the Kyle Shanahan offense. But I'll probably take the points with the Buccaneers in that spot.
Well, by the way, we're your home for loving Tampa Bay futures, by the way. Love them to win the NFC. We talked about that earlier in the show. So you're among friends here in terms of liking Tampa Bay. I know a lot of people
don't. I was getting crushed on my podcast for it.
Well, yeah, I get crushed. Like, well, to be fair, I said I bet Tampa. Well, I didn't say I bet Tampa last night, and I talked about it, and I got crushed because they didn't cover. But like, they did win the game, and the futures are now actually kind of interesting. With Jimmy G maybe going to come back. So you talk about, you know, that game, obviously very low total, 37. Say the Niners win. Like, let's like sort of against what we want to happen. We like Tampa. We want Tampa to be the 3 seed, get an easier path. Let's say the Niners win, and they get the easy path. Giants at home. Vikings is the 2 seed. Like, can Brock Purdy win those games and then Jimmy G maybe comes back now? Divisional, championship weekend, Super Bowl. Are the Niners more interesting now kind of with that blueprint I laid out?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, I have Niners futures already. I got to be like 15-1 to win the Super Bowl, so nothing like earth-shattering or anything like that. But, I think that Adam Schefter reported that it's non-list Frank, so it's 7 weeks for Jimmy G potentially, which would be the divisional round. Which means, you figure, can Brock Purdy, like, that makes this game on Sunday so freaking enormous, because, as you point out, Ken, like the three seed is going to host one of these wildcard teams that is going to be a mix of the Giants, Seattle, Washington, or dare I say the Detroit Lions. And you know, the four seed is going to have to host Dallas, or dare I say Philadelphia, if things get really crazy. Either way, the four seed has a much more difficult path because you are going to get that second place team in the NFC East, and that team is going to be a lot better than whoever else a three seed gets. So the Bucs and the 49ers should be supremely motivated to win this game on Sunday, and whoever does has a huge leg up on advancing in the playoffs because, you know, I mean, look, Tom Brady can run the table because he's Tom freaking Brady. But if he has to deal with that Dallas pass rush coming to town in wild card weekend, it's going to make it a lot tougher. Same deal with Brock Purdy can get through one win and maybe Jimmy G can come back. But if he has to deal with hosting, you know, Micah Parsons and company, that's going to make life a lot more difficult. So massive game on Sunday. And yeah, I think that whoever wins the game, you know, likely have, I mean, obviously like Tampa Bay would still be behind the eight ball and catching San Francisco, but they would know that, you know, they have that tiebreaker and, you know, Brock Purdy, they're hoping Brock Purdy can, you know, screw up a few times along the way. Yeah. I mean, I think it's whoever gets that three seed, you're going to want to have a future on them to win the NFC and to win the Super Bowl, because as my colleague Ryan Wilson likes to say, there's a path. There's definitely a path.
Does he say it like that?
He once said he said there's a path to 9 wins for Andy Dalton and the Cowboys in the 2020 season, and then it didn't happen. They should make fun of him.
We bet the Cowboys on that Monday night game against Arizona when Dalton started and the Cardinals beat them like 45-7, and it was brutal. That's my Andy Dalton, Dallas Cowboys quarterback story.
No path.
The path was to having less money than I started the game with. You bet, Nick and Ken. Terrific Football Tuesday, talking week 14 with our pal Will Brinson from CBS Sports, host of the Pick 6 podcast. Will, a lot of good games on the board coming up on Sunday, aside from the Bucs and the Niners. We've got the Jets and Bills. We've got the Browns and the Bengals, Vikings and the Lions, Eagles and the Giants, Tyler Huntley and the Ravens at the Pittsburgh Steelers, Dolphins and Chargers. I'm listing all these games so you know what they are, so it's fresh in your head when I ask this question. What is your favorite look on the board and why coming up? Well, that's why I gave you all the games, just to be like, hey, buddy, just in case you forgot, here you go.
There's a path.
If I'm on video, it means that I've probably got my computer in front of me, so I do know what I'm talking about. If I'm just doing it on the phone, I'm probably running around my house like not paying attention, like not looking at the board. Having said that, hey, by the way, what's better, by the way, than transfer portal season, where it's like literally every one of these kids is like does like 7,000 words, like thanking everybody and praising other coaches, and they're like, with that being said, I'm out, but they all say, having said that, or with that being said, I'm getting the F out. I really like, and this is probably going to come back and bite me. Well, two things I like. One, I like the Vikings Lions over. That's probably too square. I think it's just going to fly over that total. You know, those teams are track meets. It's a great indoor spot for them. It is totally square. I get it, but I still like the over. The one spot that I like that I think is sort of underrated here is the Bengals laying a lot of points against the Browns. Joe Burrow, as you will hear for the rest of the week, I'm sure, is 0-4 against the Browns in his career. Deshaun Watson back. Terrible in his first game. They scored all those defensive touchdowns and special teams touchdowns. I don't think he's necessarily going to be great in this spot. I think we could also see a ton of points here, maybe some garbage stuff from Deshaun. But I think one thing that people are sort of sleeping on, last year, the final four games of the season that he played, because he didn't play week 18 against the Browns, and if he had, he would have torched them. Joe Burrow completed 76% of his passes, averaged 369 yards per game, threw 11 touchdowns and 0 interceptions, and averaged 10.5 yards per passing attempt. This is Joe Burrow season. This is where Joe Burrow gets hot. It's where he closes out. It's where he, you know, gets the team rolling as they go to the playoffs. He referenced it after they beat Kansas City. He said, this is December. This is when we win. This is when we get going. And I think you are going to see him get going starting this week even more than he did on Sunday. And the Browns just aren't a very good defense. And Burrow was going to hear people saying, he's 0-4 against him. He can't beat the Browns, whatever reason that is. And I think he absolutely curb stomps the Browns with a monster performance. Got Jamar Chase back. Maybe Joe Mixon is back. I'm not sure it matters. Somehow Samaje Perine is good now. I guess I had to drop him in that stupid dynasty league we're in together, Nick, after I drafted him over redacted running backs that I won't admit I took him over, but he's not on my roster anymore. Now he's great. Defense playing pretty well. Physical run game. I think the Bengals smashed the Browns in this spot. Joe Burrow, huge game. Give me the Bengals -6.
Well, at least you won the in the dynasty league that we're in. You won the trade where my star acquisition of the deal was Henry Ruggs. So you definitely won that trade. Will, we appreciate it, brother. Great job on the show, as always. I feel like I made Will spit his water out there. We appreciate it, brother. Got to check out the Pick Six podcast. You got to follow Will on Twitter at Will Brinson. Good luck with the bets. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, boys. See ya. Have a good one.
That was our friend Will Brinson joining us on the GetMyPhoenix.com guest line. The Phoenix, a revolutionary technology helping men all across America get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit GetMyPhoenix.com to learn more. That was a definite waters spit from Will, right, on the Henry spit Ruggs take. Line?
Big time spit take. He had a couple in there. You were making we had a chuckle game there. You were basically making him chuckle the entire time.
All right, Will Brinson. Coming up next, we'll continue our handicap of Week 14 in the NFL. Can the Broncos cover a big number against the Chiefs? We'll tell you next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.